This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The death of Dr. Stephen Hawking is leading many life advocates to think of his comments on human population and the value of life. Most contradictory to many are Hawking's comments on both the value of enduring through any obstacle to live life fully and his comments that those who wanted to kill themselves should be given help doing so. While he was apparently not fully informed of actual abuses in elder care, Hawking did offer an example of living beyond one's obstacles. The chair of the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition, USA, has created a poignant and discreet testimony against assisted suicide or medical aid in dying. Nancy Elliott testified last week before Connecticut's Public Health Committee, and what she shared is worth reading for the compelling cases it presents, showing horrible flaws in assisted suicide laws in a brief series of tragic end-of-life stories. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
A federal judge has told Massachusetts that it has no standing in a case that tries to compel the White House to essentially fund contraceptives. Pro-life groups say there is no compelling state interest in forcing their organizations to pay for contraceptives. California and Washington state will likely continue trying. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.